This is letter number 1547, Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of year, Tov Shudeis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to Avrich with the titles, Rebbe Choyal Lipsker, who was as well in Morocco at the time. And the Rebbe says, it was pleasantness that I received your letter from Thursday of the previous week and all the previous ones before that. And that what you write, that you wrote, that you had sent a list of all the students, but so far it has not been received. I'm sure that will be received in these coming days. Number two, as far as the question to organize the order of studies, that your suggestion that the older classes, they should study an hour and a half Chassidus before the davening and 2 hours in the evening. So the Rebbe says, in my view, it seems, l'chayra, this is yet too early to introduce, to make this custom in your country, to studying Chassidus 3.5 hours every day for the Sephardic students. Even though that also, according to my view, we have to introduce this concept of studying Chassidus before the davening, and also the studying of Chassidus at night time, in the evening at night time. But this prolonged time of this study, whether it's the morning or the night time, you must consider with this that this is a new place. And therefore, we cannot demand of them the maximum in the beginning of this matter. Perhaps it would have been fitting that it should be in a subject of learning Chassidus, that each one is obligated to learn Chassidus and to give them the possibility, for those who wish on their own, to add to that time till for a certain period of time. But not that this will be a demand from the yeshiva. And according to my view for now, the necessity is that from the yeshiva's perspective, before davening, there needs to be in between a half an hour to 3/4 of an hour, and in the evening, approximately an hour and a half. And you should, and there is to remind the students that on Shabbos, to be honest, students that on Shabbos Kodesh, they need to add to it. And also, those students that are not in the yeshiva, I guess on Shabbos, but are home, they should also study in their homes. Number three, I enjoyed reading in the letter about the baking of the matzah shemura and the entire happenings around the baking, as the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles that he explained many times, that sometimes the surrounding, what takes place around it, besides the actual action itself, that can influence more than the matter itself. Atkan l'shoyne, that's what he said. So even though it's in a not in an inner, it's in a surrounding way, but when you add at the time of doing or close to it explanation of the matter, so then you're able to bring it from the surrounding way into an inner, so then you have both benefits. It's the makif, it's the surrounding, and the primi. So it's internalized, but also takes and encompasses them. Number five, it's self-understood that at the time when it will be a esrotzin, when I will be by the resting place, the tzion of my father-in-law, I'm mentioning you and your family members for success in your holy work and also in your personal matters, whatever you need. And how great is your privilege of occupying yourself in spreading the light of Torah of our leader, holy leaders in Morocco, to continue and to receive the blessing of Hashem Yisbarech from above. Over here, below, Lamata Masorot Tvachim, in a below 10 Tvachim means in this literal physical world. Number six, that what you write about the story that happened, that the immersion in the mikveh, that later on he saw that the water didn't reach that hole that connects, which would make the hashoka, which would combine the two mikvahs, and it's almost certain that previously there was at least one time that there was a connection. Because it is unbelievable that in the time that they filled the mikveh, they didn't pay attention to this, that this hole should be covered with water. And it is known that after there was a hashoka, this connection, even for an instant, so according to the view of many of the achronim, you shouldn't be even stringent, and the mikveh is kosher even to begin with. And in many responses, and including the Chasam Sofer, which there was a time that they built the mikvahs in such a way that the connection, the shashoka, yashikum, should be only once, and then later on to immerse themselves. In addition to that, they would use this mikvah to also make kosher by connecting another mikveh to it, Ashakelo. Another mikveh of water that was drawn water. But our custom is known, based on the mikveh that was in Rostov, that they wanted that the Hashoka should be during the entire time of the immersion. But in any manner, in any way, this is not something which is the main law, that's just the custom. A blessing for success in your holy work, and all good to you, to your whole families. May they live both spiritually, physically and spiritually.